everyone, and welcome to The Backlight, a podcast about how to start an internet business through creating your own information products like ebooks or online courses. This podcast is a companion to the blog at thebacklight.com, so be sure to go check that out as well. And since the podcast is brand new, and this is the first episode, it'd be awesome if you could take the time to rate it in iTunes. My name is Tristan. I'm the author of the blog and the sole host of the podcast. I'm also a full-time infopreneur, or in other words, I create and sell information-based products or info products or digital products or whatever you want to call them. If you're interested, I have a free ebook available at thebacklight.com called The Info Product Idea Kit. It essentially just lists a bunch of digital product ideas that can be applied to any niche that you're in or that you're interested in. And again, that's free at thebacklight.com. All you have to do is go sign up for my free newsletter, and you can do that in the sidebar at the site there. This particular podcast episode is all about the blogging platform Tumblr and how I use it in my internet business and how you can use it in yours. So just as a note here, I have a few different Tumblr blogs that I'll be talking about throughout the podcast, and you can find a list of them at thebacklight.com/Tumblr. I'll also include a link to the theme that I use on most of my Tumblr blogs, and links to some other things that I talk about in the podcast here. And again, that's thebacklight.com/Tumblr, and it's spelled without an E, just T-U-M-B-L-R. So Tumblr is a very simple blogging platform with a strong social aspect to it. It's like a blogging platform mixed with Twitter, is how I think of it. It's a hosted blogging platform like Blogger or WordPress.com, in that you don't need to have your own web host or domain name or anything. But it's also very Twitter-esque in that you can follow people and be followed by people. You can reblog other people's blog posts onto your blog. It's this latter part, the social part, the social aspect that makes Tumblr so cool and so great for our purposes here. Unlike Blogger or WordPress, Tumblr has that social network-esque feel in that it is very self-contained. Most people don't really surf between Blogger or WordPress blogs. They don't spend a lot of time in the Blogger or WordPress ecosystems. But that's a really common thing on Tumblr, just like how you might spend a long time on Facebook looking at different people's pictures or profiles or pages or whatever and bouncing between the different things on Facebook. Another interesting thing about Tumblr is how specific and how niched down a lot of the blogs are. I mean, you see entire blogs and really popular ones with, you know, thousands of subscribers dedicated to super weird things, like a couple that come to mind are, well, one that comes to mind is Kim Jong-il looking at things. That's exactly what it sounds like. It's just a bunch of pictures of the former North Korean dictator looking at things. And another Tumblr blog that is super popular that comes to mind is Selick Waterfall Sandwich. It's a series of photoshopped pictures and paintings and things like that of Tom Selick and a waterfall, and a sandwich, all in the same picture. Those aren't really business Tumblr blogs, obviously, but it just gives you an idea of the type of things you can expect to see on Tumblr. And so overall, it's a really fun and really social place to be, but it's also a great tool for owners of internet businesses, and that's, of course, what we're going to talk about. Here I'm going to talk about five different things that you can use Tumblr for. The first one is easy marketing. One of the best things about a Tumblr blog is that you can is that your content can be found by others with relatively little effort on your part. If you've got a bigger blog or a business website, just adding a Tumblr blog is a great way to drive some more traffic to your bigger blog or to your business site. Now the key here is tagging. That mixed with the social network-esque quality of Tumblr that I talked about earlier. Tags are keywords that you add to your posts that let people know what the post is about. People on Tumblr regularly search for things that interest them. So for example, if you run a rock climbing Tumblr blog and I search for rock climbing on Tumblr, I'll probably find your posts, your blog posts in the results, assuming you've tagged those posts correctly. So I'd find your blog that way, just simply by browsing through Tumblr. Let me give you an example here. I have a blog, a simple Tumblr blog called infographics.me. And that .me is the domain extension like .com or .net, but it's .me instead. So infographics.me. Every day or two, I post a new infographic there. Some kind of neat or interesting or well done infographic. And then at the top of the blog is a link to a product of mine called Infographic Academy, which is a course where I teach people how to create infographics. As of now, when I record this, the course is down because I'm adding more content to it. It will probably be back up when you listen to this, depending on when you listen to it. But I have a form on the blog there now where people can give me their email address to be notified of when it launches again. And every day, that simple Tumblr blog at infographics.me drives traffic and signups over to Infographic Academy. So it's pretty slick, it's fun, it's easy, and it doesn't take me very long, and it will make me more money. So the second thing that Tumblr is great for, as far as internet business goes, is testing your ideas. One of the best things about Tumblr is how easy it is to set up a new blog. First, you, of course, have to register a Tumblr account, which takes all of 15 seconds. But then after that, once you've got your account set up, it takes just a couple of clicks to start a new blog. And you can have multiple blogs. And your new blog will be at whatever you decide the name of it is, .tumblr.com. It's really easy and fast to create a new blog, and combine that with the relative ease of getting people to look at whatever you've posted to your blog, like I just talked about earlier, and you've got a great way of testing the waters for a new blog or product before fully committing to it. So for example, I'm an avid blogger. I love blogging. I've been blogging for 8.5 years now, and I love starting up new blogs. I can't tell you how many times, though, I've gotten a great idea for a new blog, and I buy the domain name, and I install WordPress, and I customize the WordPress theme, and I make a logo for it, and other graphics, and I make social media profiles for it and everything. And I actually sit down and start writing the blog post, but then I realize that I don't actually like writing about this thing. I like the idea of writing about it, or like the idea of it, but when it comes down to it, I don't want to write about this thing, or I don't have anything really good to say. What I should have done all those years, and what I do now, is start up a Tumblr blog first to see, first off, if I like blogging about that thing, and second, if it's something that other people are interested in, just to see how people will receive what I'm putting out there. If you do this, you'll end up saving yourself a lot of time and money and effort in the long run, plus you won't be sitting around on 50 billion unused domain names. And speaking of domain names, that brings us to the third way you can use Tumblr in your internet business to help you sell domain names or to build authority for your domain names that you aren't quite ready to use yet. If you aren't using a domain name that you own, you might as well set up a Tumblr blog at the domain. It's really, really simple to associate a domain name with a Tumblr blog. All you have to do is log in to your account at your domain name registrar like GoDaddy or Namecheap or whatever it is that you use and change the domain's A record. And you can Google that if you don't know how to do that, or you could call up your registrar and ask them how to do that. And then you make some changes and then wait a little bit for the changes to take effect, and then you're good to go. And your Tumblr blog will have its very own legit domain name. And with that, you can do one of two things. If you want to sell the domain name, you can just put up a message that says, "This domain is for sale," and then include your contact information. And so if anyone comes along and types in the URL and sees that domain name, they know that they can contact you to buy it, that it's for sale, and that they can get it. And along with that, you could also include some sales copy there. Talk about how awesome the domain name is and what the domain name could be used for and how the person's life won't be complete until they own that domain name, whatever else you want to say. The second thing you can use a Tumblr blog for on a domain name is to build up the PageRank of that domain name, or the authority of that domain name. So for those who don't know, PageRank is a way that Google measures the relative importance of a website, and it's one of the factors that goes into determining where your website appears in the Google search results. So here's the trick. You just post things to your Tumblr blog that will get reblogged. So I mentioned reblogging earlier, let me talk about it a little bit more. Reblogging something is exactly what it sounds like. It's when someone takes a post from your Tumblr blog and reblogs it or reposts it onto their blog. And every time someone reblogs something of yours, they create a backlink back to your blog. So like I said, you post things that are likely to get reblogged, like, I don't know, pictures of baby animals or cute baby animals or funny photos or something like that. You'll have to do your own legwork there and experiment and see what works for you. But they'll likely get found and reblogged if you tag them right, and then every time they're reblogged, you get a backlink. So if something is reblogged 10 times, you get 10 backlinks back to your blog. And kind of as a side note, this is exactly why there are so many relatively high page ranked Tumblr blogs out there. There are a lot of Tumblr blogs with a page rank of 4 or 5 or even 6 because they've got a lot of backlinks pointing back to them just from people reblogging their content. And just after about a month, my infographics.me Tumblr blog got a page rank of 2. And I mean, 2 isn't that great, but I mean, after a month and not really doing anything, you know, not having to promote the blog or anything like that, that's pretty good. So that's all well and good for Tumblr blogs in general, but let's get back to the domain name thing. So if you've got an unused domain name, you might as well try to get some PageRank on it so you can either sell it for more money if you're going to sell it, because domain names with PageRank sell for more. Or if you're not going to sell it but aren't quite ready to use it yet for its intended purpose, you might as well do this anyway and it'll still create some backlinks to your domain. The fourth thing you can use Tumblr for in your internet business is to create info products piece by piece. I have a Tumblr blog called vowels.me. That's vowels.me. Again, I really like the .me extension for these Tumblr blogs for some reason. I don't know why. So there are, on that blog, on vowels.me, I talk about things related to language, to languages, and to linguistics. My degree is in linguistics, and I love studying and talking about language. And one thing I'm using the blog for is creating a short ebook, piece by piece, or a little bit at a time. I'm in the process of writing a series of short blog posts. The series is called Linguistics Micro Lessons. In each post, I teach people about linguistics in little 1 or 200 word articles, and I'll eventually turn all these micro lessons into a Kindle ebook to sell on Amazon. But writing the ebook piece by piece on Tumblr is great because I get to see people's reactions to what I write. It's almost like real-time feedback. If something gets liked and reblogged 70 times, while something else gets liked and reblogged 3 times, I know to keep writing more things like the former. And this is also, just in general, I think a great method for creating info products. When you write them or create them in short pieces, then the whole writing process is a lot less daunting and more fun. It feels like you're actually accomplishing something because you actually finish something every time you work on it. The fifth thing that you can use a Tumblr blog for in your internet business is to offer members-only content. Now, as a disclaimer, I have not done this, but I see no reason why it wouldn't work. I think it's a great idea, and it's something that I'll do in the future. If you have experience with this, please let me know, and I'd love to hear how it's worked for you. So it's really easy to password protect a Tumblr blog. All you have to do is click a box and set a password, and then you're good to go. This, of course, makes it so that every time someone comes to your blog, they have to enter in a password to access the content that's there. Now, this isn't a super robust feature in Tumblr. You can only set one password for the blog, for example. You can't have different passwords for different people. You can't attach any kind of payment method to it, so it's no good for membership site or anything like that. But this kind of password-protected blog can be useful for a few things. For example, you could create a Tumblr blog only for people that subscribe to your mailing list. So let's say they subscribe to your list, or they give you their email address, and you send them the password that gets them access to your members-only content. And that content could be a special video or two, or it could be a whole course, or it could be an entirely separate blog, or, you know, whatever you want to do on it. You could use a password-protected Tumblr blog to offer supplemental material for ebooks. Let's say you're writing a Kindle or PDF ebook, and there's a concept that you think your readers could really benefit from, or could really understand a lot better if they just saw a video of it, or if they just heard an audio of it, or something like that. Well, you could just upload that video or the audio to a Tumblr blog and password protect it, and then just include a link to the blog and the blog's password right there in your ebook. So they're reading along, they see that there's a video that they can watch, they log onto the website, type in the password, and there you go. They're reading the ebook. Another great thing about that is that it enhances the value of the ebook. An ebook by itself is great, but the more media you add to it, the more video or audio that you add to it, it increases the perceived value of that product. So you could either charge more for it, or you could just make your readers feel like they're getting a really great value from it. I actually use a password-protected Tumblr blog for my family blog. A couple of Christmases ago, my mom wanted me to give her a blog for Christmas that everyone in our family could update, and so we could keep each other informed. I have a brother and 2 sisters, and one of my sisters and my sister-in-law, though, wanted the blog protected so that their families and their kids could have some privacy, so that random weirdos weren't looking at pictures of their kids or whatever. So I just set up a Tumblr blog, and I made it password protected, and then sent the password out to everyone, and it worked great. So that's just another thing that you can do with a password protected Tumblr blog, and while that particular example isn't a business example, maybe that'll give you an idea of something else you can use it for in your business. So those are the five ways that you can use Tumblr to help your internet business. To recap, the five ways are: 1, to market something; 2, to try out new ideas; 3, to help sell domains or build up domain authority; 4, to create info products piece by piece; and 5, to offer members-only content. Let me know if you have any questions about Tumblr. That's it for this particular episode. Just go to thebacklight.com/Tumblr, and again, that's T-U-M-B-L-R. There's no E there. That'll direct you to the show notes and the blog post for this episode of the Backlight Podcast. And if you like this podcast, again, please go rate it on iTunes and spread the word on Twitter or Facebook or Google+ or your blog or email or fax or whatever you want to do, however you feel comfortable. And I'd really appreciate it. Again, I'm Tristan. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to visit thebacklight.com and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already.